With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Many people think of climate change and sea level rise as issues that may threaten future generations. But a Stanford University researcher recently published an innovative study that documented that rising sea levels driven by global warming for years have been eroding the annual revenues of businesses right in our backyards here in Maryland, in our state capital, Annapolis. Researcher Miyoki Hino studied decades of business receipts and parking lot records for shops and restaurants around the city dock in Annapolis. She found a more than doubling over the last 20 years in the number of hours of lost business due to what is called sunny day flooding. That is, high tides that creep up over the docks and flood the parking lots and stores without any rainfall or winds. In 1950, there was no sunny day flooding in Annapolis. In 1997, shops around City Dock lost 31 hours of business due to high tides literally lapping at their doors. By 2017, that total had grown to 66 hours. Here's Miyoki Hino, who grew up in Maryland.
In 2017, high tide floods reduced visits to downtown Annapolis, Maryland by about 3,000 visitors. And those 3,000 visitors equate to about $100,000 in lost revenue across, I believe, 16 businesses.
Just up the hill from City Docks in Annapolis is the Maryland State House, where lawmakers this week are debating whether or not to do something about this flooding and climate change. A bill called the Maryland Clean Energy Jobs Act would require power companies in the state to buy half of their electricity from solar, wind, or other renewable sources by the year 2030. The state Senate passed the legislation by a vote of 33-13 on March 18th, but a vote in the House has not yet been held. Mike Tidwell, founder of the Chesapeake Climate Action Network, said there is a potential obstacle in the Democratic leadership of the House.
Interestingly, some of the most affected people in all of Maryland from climate change right now are merchants in downtown Annapolis, shop owners who are literally being flooded by sea level rise, and they're represented by the Speaker of the House, Mike Bush, a obviously powerful lawmaker who has not yet decided whether he supports Maryland passing this bill.
Bush's office did not return a call or email asking for comment on whether he supports the legislation. There are other opponents of the bill, including Republicans, who say they are concerned about consumer electricity bills, which could increase by about $5 a month by 2025. And representatives of Ocean City, Maryland, are fighting a part of the bill that would encourage the construction of wind turbines east of the town's beaches. Here's the testimony of Bruce Bariano, a lobbyist for the tourist city.
Ocean City, as this committee knows, is vehemently opposed to the location of offshore winds off the prestigious and pristine and only offshore that the state of Maryland has. It'll very adversely affect the economy of Ocean City.
But rising sea levels are also threatening the businesses in Ocean City, just as they are in Annapolis. Climate change has inspired ongoing taxpayer investments in beach replenishment projects in Ocean City to shore up the town's defenses against ever-rising waters. A vote on the legislation is expected this week. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, author of The Chesapeake in Focus. This program is sponsored by the Able Foundation. The views expressed are solely my own.